From NPR News.
It's 8:45. 91.5 KIOS FM, Omaha Public Radio. I'm Mike Hogan, and with me live and local on Morning Edition, my guest today, Artistic Director from Omaha Dance Projects, is Juliet Henning. Good morning, Juliet. How are you?
Hi, great, Michael. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's great to have you here today. So nice of you to take the time. Can you explain to us, what is Omaha Dance Project?
The Omaha Dance Project, it is a performance opportunity for non-professional dancers to experience more of a professional performance, and they get to learn new ballets and different contemporary styles. So it's a really enriching and growing experience for the dancers.
Well, that's kind of neat. So I imagine that most of your participants, a lot of them ex-dancers, maybe some folks who wanted to try it out. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have ages ranging from like 12 to in their 40s. And some are, they kind of retired and we pulled them back in. So it's very great for them to get back into it.
Oh, that's exciting. Can you run us through a little bit, for those folks who haven't heard you on the radio before, what's your background in dance?
I grew up in Ohio and I started dancing when I was 9. And danced professionally for 12 years with 3 different ballet companies.
Wow. Did you have a specialty or a specific role that you played a lot of times? You know, sometimes people think of the Nutcracker as a very famous ballet. And somebody will be, you know, I'm always the Sugar Plum Fairy, or I'm this person, or I'm that person. Did you have a role like that?
Yes, I had many roles in Nutcracker. I did do the Sugar Plum Fairy, and I really loved playing Clara.
Uh-huh.
The young girl, and I actually did that when I was really old, but I thought it was fun to act like a child.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
That's fantastic. We're talking to Juliet Henning. She's the artistic director of Omaha Dance Project. Now, you've got an event coming up here, which is kind of neat, from January 19th through the 21st, and we'll talk about times in a moment, but it's a project, it's called Cakewalk. Can you describe the two acts? Because the two acts of this performance are a little different, aren't they? A little diverse.
Yes. So the first part of the show is more contemporary dance and modern. So I think we have 6 pieces in that, and they're all super different. One of them, it's a collaboration with a musician, and he's playing a marimba. So that's really unique.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, but Cakewalk is the big ballet that we're doing, and I'm super excited about it. It's kind of a personal love for me. I grew up in Ohio, and my parents had season tickets to the Ohio Ballet, so I would go and watch their performances all the time. And I saw this ballet, Cakewalk, and as a young girl, I like fell in love with it. And I saw it multiple times, and I just loved it, and I never forgot about it. And I've been wanting to do this ballet for like 2 years. And I did research, and you can't find it anywhere. You can't find it on YouTube, no videos. So long story short, I found out the former artistic director of the Kansas City Ballet, William Whitener, bought the rights to the ballet after Ruth Anna Boris, the choreographer, passed away. So
no kidding. He
owned the whole ballet.
So just let me get this straight. Unlike a piece of music, in this case, these are the rights to a specific choreography.
Yes.
And that is what you are leasing, if you will. That is what you've gotten permission to do, correct?
Yes.
Wow.
And the great part, I mean, it's amazing. Cakewalk was first choreographed by this woman, Ruth Anna Boris. And she was actually a dancer with New York City Ballet. And George Balanchine commissioned her to choreograph Cakewalk for the New York City Ballet. So that's where it originated from. And
wow,
we're getting to do this, so it's like an amazing thing.
So what does that do for you as an artist? I mean, you danced for all these years, and as an artist, I mean, you've had this burning desire to touch this childhood dream.
Yes.
Of mounting this production. How do you feel about that?
I just think it's fantastic. I'm really excited about it. you know, I watched it multiple times when I was a young girl, so I almost feel like I already knew it.
Sure.
I had it it's like embedded in my brain, sure. And I remembered the costumes, and it has these like really unique characters that I fell in love with. It's just very unique and different.
That is fantastic. This performance, Cakewalk, happens January 19th and 20th at 7:30, January 21st at 2 p.m. If you're looking for some information on this, you can go to oabdance.org. That's oabdance.org. Or you can call 402-346-0469. Juliet Henning, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
I truly appreciate you spending the time with us. Congratulations on your childhood dream.
Thank you so much.
Very neat. That is my guest, Juliet Henning. We are back to Morning Edition right now.
Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Millions of people...